Okay, so we're in our Panamanian Golden Frog room.
This is the Frog Bachelor Pad. The lights are low. One of the girls is sitting naked under the waterfall. And in a dark corner of an aquarium, there's some action.
Well, the male has clasped onto the female around the back.
Dana Schock is like Dr. Ruth for frogs. She's the curator of frogs and toads at the Detroit Zoo. Right now, she's trying to get these little yellow and black frogs in the mood.
They were just put together a couple of days ago. We're not sure they're feeling it yet. I don't know if we need Barry White music in here or what.
I love you, baby.
Getting the mood right matters because frogs are sensitive. The temperature has to be just right. Sometimes what the male wants is just not what the female wants.
Right there. You like it?
Dana Schock wants these guys to have lots of babies. That's because frogs are in big trouble in the wild. They're disappearing really, really fast.
The extinction going on is really of the scale that happened at the end of the Cretaceous when the dinosaurs went. But that extinction took place over a million years. We're seeing some of this go down in my lifetime. This is unprecedented.
As much as half of all amphibian species on Earth could go extinct in our lifetime. Here's why. Frogs and toads breathe and drink through their skin. Those thin skins make them very sensitive to pollution from farms and industry and whatever we put down the drain. Also, the places frogs live are being paved over for parking lots and subdivisions. Then, there's another really big problem. There's a disease sweeping through frogs around the world. It's called chytrid fungus. It can kill frogs in just a few weeks. Kevin Zippel is the program director for Amphibian Ark. It's kind of like Noah's Ark for frogs. It's a group working with zoos to save the frogs and toads that are most at risk, especially the ones dying from chytrid fungus.
The only solution for those species that are susceptible is to bring them into captivity as a stopgap measure until the day when we do have a cure for it.
Zippel says chytrid fungus was first found in the 1930s in the African clawed frog. That frog was exported around the world for medical research, and scientists think the disease was spread with it. Kevin Zippel says they're scrambling to bring frogs into zoos before they're wiped out. He says it's always much better for frogs to live in the wild. But he says for hundreds of frog species, taking them into zoos is the only way to keep them alive. The Wyoming toad is one species that's been saved by zoos. For all practical purposes, it's considered extinct in the wild. Zoos around the country have taken in the toads and gotten them to mate. At the Detroit Zoo, there's a special quarantine room. It's under lock and key. We have to disinfect our shoes so we don't track in bacteria or other diseases. Then Dana Schock lets us peek in on her babies. These Wyoming toadlets are about the size of gumballs.
These guys are fabulous little creatures. These are not divas. They're just such a pleasure to work with. They're fun and they eat well. And just little Buddha bellies on them.
These little Wyoming toads have big lives ahead of them. A lot of sex. And their babies might get released back to the same place where they got their name, Wyoming. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been releasing toad eggs and tadpoles in a few protected areas there. Brian Kelly is with the service. Last summer, for the first time in 10 years, his team found new Wyoming toad eggs in the wild.
It's incredibly encouraging because that's why we're doing this. We want to establish populations that maintain themselves and remain viable over time.
Kelly says the toads are still in trouble. Their habitat has to be protected, and the fatal chytrid fungus is still a major threat. So zoos will have to fill the gap for a while. It's not ideal. It costs a lot to keep frogs at the zoo. There isn't enough room in zoos to save every type of frog. And as Dana Schock at the Detroit Zoo will tell you, it's tough to figure out exactly what the frogs want. But she says she's not going to give up.
I'd rather go down flailing in flames. At least we can say we tried. And there are reasons to be optimistic. We have had successes, and they're scattered and they're patchy, and we learn from our mistakes all the time.
Schock says it would be much better to solve the frogs' problems in the first place. She says that means not paving over all the wetlands. It means not polluting ponds and creeks. And hopefully, finding a cure for chytrid fungus. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.